But from what I understand, they have gone out for coffee together.
All right.
As far as I know. Okay. As far as I know.
Not for seeds.
That's good. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Seeds out.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A historic strike by United Auto Workers kicked off at midnight against the Big Three at three different facilities in three different states. UAW President Sean Fain joined picketers outside Ford's assembly plant in Wayne, Michigan.
They could double our wages, and they could not raise the price of vehicles. They would still make billions of dollars.
GM CEO Mary Barra takes issue with that. She tells CBS Mornings,
"We need to be able to keep investing in new products, and right now we're at a peak because we're investing not only in next generation internal combustion engine vehicles, but also in brand new EVs."
President Biden plans to speak about stalled negotiations between the two sides later today. A Category 1 Hurricane Lee is expected to slam into New England or Canada over the weekend. Heads up from Weather Channel meteorologist Stephanie Abrams.
There are over 3 million people now in watches and warnings. The winds will increase through the day today and tomorrow, gusting as high as 75 miles per hour from the Cape up towards coastal Maine.
The official death toll from catastrophic flooding in eastern Libya is now more than 11,000. 10,000 still unaccounted for. CBS's Holly Williams is at the foreign desk.
Some scientists say climate change may have been a contributing factor to the scale of this disaster because a warming Mediterranean Sea could have made the storm more powerful. The UN is warning that many children in Derna cannot access clean drinking water and are vulnerable to outbreaks of deadly disease.
Closing arguments are set to get underway in Texas in the impeachment trial of Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton. The GOP's impeachment manager, State Rep. Andrew Murr.
The state's top lawyer engaged in conduct designed to advance the economic interests and legal positions of a friend and donor to the detriment of innocent Texans.
Overseas, one country is dealing with a problem we'd all like to have.
Ireland's government is set to announce a massive surplus in next month's annual budget, but it can't decide what to do with the $10 billion that's mostly tax revenue from multinational companies. There's a major housing crisis in Ireland, and education, hospitals and transport all need improving. Or the government could pay off some of the billions borrowed in a bailout after the global crash 15 years ago. Some experts warn the tax boon may not last, and some of the money should be set aside for future spending. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Regulators in Ireland have just fined TikTok $368 million for failing to protect children's privacy. An investigation found the sign-up process for teenagers made their accounts public by default. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Staples has big savings on everything for school or the office. Save on school essentials like notebooks, pens, and crayons. In stock and backed by Staples Price Match Guarantee. Save on signs, banners, and posters from Staples Print and Marketing Services. And now save even more with $10 off document printing when you spend $40 or more. Get everything for the office and classroom for less at Staples. Ends 9/30. Exclusions and restrictions apply. See associate or visit staples.com/print for details. Price match guarantee and store only. Visit staples.com/price match for details.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 biggie bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 biggie bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs around 73, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers tonight, lows level off around 53, overcast skies. Slight chance for scattered showers again tomorrow, highs level off around 74, a blend of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and the Ames Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band together. We're looking forward to talking to Mike Clemens, our sports czar around here at Civic Media. Mike's going to join us any minute now to preview the Green Bay-Atlanta game coming up this Sunday. We'll also get into some entertainment news. Got some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day, all of these things coming up for you. Looking forward to getting into diving into all of this with you guys. But right now, let's while we're waiting for Mike, let's go ahead and dive into a little bit of entertainment news. I wanted to touch on what is an interesting conversation, Terry. A study using Google Trends found that Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody has the most searched song lyric. Yeah, Word List Finder used Google Trends to find the most searched song lyrics in the country using data from January 2019 to January 2023.
I'm not overly surprised.
Yeah, yeah. I think that one is
because
probably where
how
I
many,
would have gone.
Yeah, because there's a lot of words in there that people are just mashing together.
Yeah. We'll get into the rest of those in a moment. First, let's go ahead and have a conversation with Civic Media's own sports czar, I'm calling him, Mike Clemens. Mike, good of you to join us.
If we're going to go with czar, just go with dictator. How about that?
Call a spade a spade, right?
Yeah. Mike, I'm just trying to make sure to give respect to somebody who has the clout and the experience that you do in this state covering these sports. We appreciate you joining us so much. How are you doing this morning?
I'm just a guy they let in with a cat every day. Security keeps him.
We have a little bit of a rough connection, Mike. Are you there with us?
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now we can hear you. Mike, okay. Diving into the Green Bay-Atlanta game, can we do that without looking a little bit to last week? Had to be pretty happy with not only the results, but the game inside the game. Jordan Love's performance, the defensive play calling, and the way the defense stepped up. Maybe the fourth quarter was a little bit different, but you know, fourth quarters in a blowout game can be that way. What did you see that you took from that first week?
What did you guys think about that game?
I thought, for me personally, I watched it through, you know, my eyes being closed and through my fingers and everything. As a Chicago fan, I barely went. No, I'm kidding.
I know he's not kidding.
In all seriousness, what I saw was my eyes were all on Jordan Love and his footwork. I was very curious to see coming out of college. That was a big thing for him. I was really impressed with how much that's grown since his Nevada days.
Yeah. I thought that he started out strong in terms of command, but by the third quarter, you know, he gets a bad exchange from center. The ball's bouncing around on the left side of the backfield. He picks it up and finds Luke Musgrave, his rookie tight end, wide open for a 37-yard gain. And that was kind of a design play, not the fumbling part, but the play that was called a leak play, where Musgrave is basically there for a second or two, chipping, helping in a block, and then a late release to the open zip code that he had down there, wide open. But that's the presence of mind. I mean, that's to take chicken you know what and turn it into chicken salad. That's an amazing thing to do. What really stood out to me the most about that game last weekend was that the Bears had not made any progress. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't understand. Luke Getsy now. Yeah, the former longtime Packers assistant coach. It's his second year as offensive coordinator. It's Matt Eberflus, a great defensive coach, his second year with the program as well. And I didn't see where the progress was. And as a Matt, do you know who Hub Arkish is?
Yeah, I'm very familiar.
Yeah, well, we talked to Hub at halftime because it's like, you know, they're not setting up anything. What was the point of bringing DJ Moore and the wide receiver? And it wasn't as if, you know, he was being double teamed or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And Hub said, Mike, listen, we talked about this every day during training camp. We would ask about it about every other day. And we were told, well, you know, listen, it's just practice. We're going to be fine. We're very excited about what's going on. And to me, it looked like the Bears looked like last year in December. It looked like they'd made zero progress. And that's why the energy in that stadium was outstanding. The build-up in Chicago was huge. They had waited 30. They waited 30 years to try and finally get a quarterback out of Green Bay that wasn't named Favre or Rodgers. And, you know, by the third quarter, they were booing and starting to get up and leave by the start of the fourth quarter. I mean, this, you heard Eberflus, you heard Justin Fields say, this one hurts. I mean, it was as if they had lost a playoff game. It was a huge setback for the confidence of the Bears program.
I could say as a lifetime fan of that team, it will never change as long as the McCaskies own it. They have no problem spending money, but they don't spend it smartly. But this isn't about previewing Chicago. It's about previewing this Sunday's game between Atlanta and Green Bay and focusing on that, Mike. They haven't played since 2020. This isn't necessarily a rival game. How do you see the Packers getting ready for this game, getting set for this game coming up at in Atlanta?
You want to make sure that they're not overconfident going into this game from what they did last week, because they may have beat perhaps right now the worst team in the NFL. The Falcons looked like an improved team. Now, I saw one preseason game by the Falcons where they were getting blown out 28-0, and even Arthur Blank, the owner, came on during the preseason broadcast and said, hey, fans, you know, hang in there. We're playing the twos and threes tonight. This is not what the team's going to look like. But they did look sharp, and their free agents showed up last week in their game over Frank Wright's Panthers last week. And some of the additions they made on defense. They brought in Bud Dupree, longtime linebacker for the Titans. He was like a former first-round pick. You know, a veteran like Calais Campbell from the Ravens at defensive end. He's like 37 years old now. Mm-hmm. But Jesse Bates, the safety out of the Bengals, out of the Super Bowl team Bengals, you know, they play big money. But this guy, week one, he comes up with two interceptions, a forced fumble, 10 tackles. That's the guy that the Packers offense is talking a lot about this week in the tape they watched from last weekend's game.
I'm a big fan of Bijan Robinson. I love his running style. Tyler Aguilar, good runner as well, had a nice week last week. But I'm really focused in a fun way on the tight ends for both teams. You got two really good young tight ends for this game. And while we're still kind of waiting for Kyle Pitts to have his coming out game, Luke Musgrave might have already had his.
He did, you know, at least with a couple of those catches like that. And you know, how about Jaden Reed for the Packers, team number 11? Mm-hmm. He was actually the most targeted player for Jordan Love, but that was on two or three of those plays. Those were some of Jordan's bad passes, ones that were a little bit off target, you know, wasn't quite set, maybe still not on the same page with Jaden Reed. But, you know, that kid gets open, so that's something to watch for. But, yeah, Kyle Pitts. Why don't they get the ball to him? They didn't last weekend either. I'm surprised that, you know, he doesn't get more targets because he is so talented. Here's the other thing I find interesting is the quarterback, Desmond Ridder.
Mm.
So they start him toward the end of last season, then last weekend. And he only had like 18 attempts against the Panthers. He didn't need that many because the Panthers kept on giving him good field position. But Desmond Ridder now, through the first five games, has taken care of the football. Zero interceptions. Do you know how long that's been? Hmm. You have to go back to 1970, and a guy named Dennis Shaw, who was playing for the Buffalo Bills, who in the first five games had zero picks. And so, you know, Ridder, Arthur Smith's got him taking care of the football. High percentage throws, making good decisions. And that's it. I think the only other quarterback to have that great of a start in over 50 years, Dak Prescott, 2016, when he took over for Tony Romo at the Cowboys.
Wow, that's impressive. Before we let you go, Mike, just real quick, have you heard any news about Aaron Jones? I know he sat out of practice yesterday. Anything right at this moment that you've heard? Or at least recently at this moment, right this second. What did you hear right this second, Mike?
Well, you know, like he's out there with a helmet on. And walk it around. But, you know, they put him down as did not participate. Aaron Jones, as I said, if Watson can't play, you got to think that they're going to find Aaron Jones as a target. And they did. A beautiful 35-yard touchdown pass. He's over the middle as a target. And then as you see him run into the end zone, grab behind the left knee there. In the locker room after the game, he told me, it's not a tear, man. I know what a tear is. He said, it's just a little bite. I should be okay. Well, he hasn't practiced this week. I don't I don't think the Packers are going to play him week two if there's any way, you know, he could further damage that thing. Mm-hmm. But so what would they – they would have A.J. Dillon. They would have maybe Patrick Taylor again, who they elevated off the practice squad, number 27. They love him on special teams. And he got five carries at the end of the game last week in, you know, mop-up time with Sean Clifford. But that means at number 31, Emmanuel Wilson. Maybe he is active. He was a healthy scratch last weekend. That's the kid who, you know, just flashed during training camp, undrafted, earned a spot on the roster. He's from Fort Valley State, Georgia, about an hour and a half south of Atlanta. I talked to him. I said, how would that be if your first game active would be in Atlanta? And he said, I got my whole family's coming. I've got all my classmates are coming. So that kid would be so excited. It would be his Christmas early if he gets to replace Aaron Jones on Sunday. So if I had to bet, I'd say Aaron Jones doesn't play just to make sure he's okay for later on in the season.
Mm-hmm. Mike, always appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us. Enjoy the game this Sunday.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll talk soon. Take care, Mike. Mike Clemens joining us. Gotta love talking to him. I can talk to him for hours. Appreciate you, Mike. We'll take a break. We'll come back with a little entertainment news and more fun with Terry and James on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Exergen is the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. As children return to school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate thermometer. Exergen provides all of that and is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure temperature accurately with Exergen. Learn more at exergen.com.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Attention taxpayers, ready for some bad news? With $80 billion in new funding from Congress, the IRS has launched their most aggressive hiring campaign ever to ramp up enforcement. If you're ignoring your taxes, don't delay another minute because your paycheck, your bank account, even your home or business could already be at risk. Now, here's the good news. Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm, can get to work immediately helping to protect you from the IRS. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their tax attorneys and licensed professionals are experts at resolving tax problems. Let them help determine if you qualify for the Fresh Start Initiative or other powerful IRS tax assistance programs. Take control. Call Optima Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs around 73, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers tonight, lows level off around 53, overcast skies. Slight chance for scattered showers again tomorrow, highs level off around 74, a blend of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
Yo, listen up. Here's the story about a little guy that lives in the blue
oh boy.
World. And all day and all night and every
there are certain songs that I can't figure out how were hits. This is one of them.
Agree.
I don't know if the lyrics for this one have been searched as much as Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, but I imagine that, you know, somebody out of just for fun might have looked them up at some point. But maybe that's like once or twice. Where we're going is that where we were touching on before we were joined by the great Mike Clemens, and a big shout out to him again. Appreciate Mike joining us. I'm going to try to get Mike to join us every week this football season as we can nice. Preview these games coming up and everything. So, but Terry and I, we were touching on this subject. Word List Finder used Google. trends to find the most searched song lyrics in the country using data from January 2019 to July 23. So some pretty update information. We already gave you the number one. It's Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. That's kind of, I think, a little on the nose. I think we kind of saw that one coming. But what about the top 10?
Okay, but wait. Let's go back to Queen. So once you look it up, I can't say I've ever looked it up, but once you look it up and you actually know the words, do you sing the right words or do you actually sing what you've been singing?
I sing what I've been singing. That for me.
Now, I think so too.
I want to sing the lyrics, but I don't remember them.
But after this long of singing it wrong?
Yeah, yeah. Toxic from Britney Spears. Love Story from Taylor Swift. Stairway to Heaven from Led Zeppelin. I Want It That Way from the Backstreet Boys. That seems a little like, what's the deep lyrics there? What's the American Pie from Don McLean? Yeah, I could see that one. Jolene from Dolly Parton? Absolutely. I wonder, as we're going along with these, how much it's not just the lyrics, but if there, what's the song about?
Like, is there a, yeah, or is there something, right? Yes, is it just random or is there a story? See, now when I was thinking about this, when you first said it, I was thinking more of songs that you can't really articulate what they say.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what I'm getting necessarily from this list. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah, like the ones that you've said, you can understand what they're singing, except for Queen.
I was thinking more of like lyric or song singers that they're a little more mushed, you know, a little, you don't understand them as well. Yeah, I'm with you on this. Billie Jean from Michael Jackson at number 4. Lose Yourself from Eminem at 3. I kind of expected to see more hip hop songs in here. Hotel California at number 2 from the Eagles. So I'm with you. This is not the list that I would have expected.
So there was a class I had in high school. And I'm guessing they had it when you were there, but it was like Man Search for His Identity. Mr. Dresser taught it.
Mr. Dresser,
but three of those songs that you just listed, we studied in there because we were studying back, like, what is the backstory of it? So Hotel California was one of them. Stairway to Heaven was one of them. You know, so it was funny when you said that because I'm like, oh, I remember we studied those songs.
Shout out to Mr. Dresser and Search for Identity. Yeah. What a great class. Oh, that was a great class. Love that class. That was a fun one. Let's look at what's new on your big screen this weekend. Not a whole lot coming out right now. It's interesting. The part of the reason I'm bringing this up, mainly, there's a movie Camp Hideout, rated PG and limited release. Christopher Lloyd is in it, so that's always good. I'm very excited about A Haunting in Venice. This is the newest Kenneth Branagh piece. This is a sequel to Agatha Christie's Death on the Nile, returning the Belgian detective Hercule Poirot that he has so wonderfully played, Kenneth Branagh, one of our greater actors. But this cast, Terry, Michelle Yeoh, Tina Fey, Kelly Reilly, it's got an amazing cast.
I want to know how scary it's going to be. It's more suspense than
Agatha Christie didn't do jump scares. She didn't need jump scares. She didn't need blood and gore. She could scare you and get you with suspense. And that's what Kenneth Branagh, I think, does a masterful job of directing. Not as good as Hitchcock. There's only one Alfred Hitchcock. But he's right up there with that as far as the suspense and his performance. And Tina Fey.
That is cool.
You had me at Tina Fey. I cannot wait for that one. But part of the reason I'm bringing this up is something fascinating going on right now with the movie industry. And I thought of you when I heard this, and I thought you'd find it interesting. Right now, they as to no surprise to anybody, these companies, they set this up and sometimes in years in advance of when they're going to release a movie. And then they kind of peek over at the other studios when they're releasing stuff and, oh, I don't want to release up against that movie or vice versa, or maybe I do. I want to go up against that movie. But I've never heard of this in movie history. They're also right now trying to keep an eye out. Hey, where's that Taylor Swift concert going? Because they're finding in cities where her show is, the box office numbers just drop.
Well,
so, and you understand.
I mean, there's only so many people to go around. Exactly. Yeah, that makes sense.
It makes sense. I just never would have even thought about it.
No.
And I thought that was pretty darn interesting. And I don't think in history we've ever had
this. Yeah, that is kind of crazy.
They weren't doing that for Michael Jackson. I just find that really impressive. And I mean, there's certain feathers in the cap of your career. If I was her,
if I'm clearing a whole town of all other all other entertainment.
That's pretty darn impressive.
That is interesting though. To have to think about those facets. I mean, small scale, right? Like we not even the same. But like we do that. You know, if we're gonna plan something, some kind of an adventure or something, it's like, wait a minute, what else is going on, you know, locally in that same time frame that's gonna pull people away or pull people away from something else to us? You know, so it's like we can all be collaborative in the same space, and work together, because it's, I mean, we're not competitive like mm-hmm. two movie houses might be, but it is interesting that they're having to think outside of movies.
I did think of locally here last weekend, where we had like four big events going on and everything, and it's tough when that happens. There's not a lot that could be done about it, but it is difficult when that happens. So I could see, even on a local scale, we get that. I think on this you know, more of a city scale, a state scale.
I think sometimes that draws in tourism, though, because if you're going to go like stay somewhere in a community and there's only one thing going on, you might be like, eh. But if there's options, you know, it might frustrate the locals, but I think that it pulls people from out of town.
Interesting. Enjoy the movies this weekend, and not a whole lot new on your small screen, so if you're looking for something to watch, might have to get to the movies. We'll take a break. We'll get to Melissa's news a little bit early so we can get back and get into some more fun here, where we're going to get into this great debate: who has a better social life, you or your dog? I have the answer for myself. I think the audience even knows the answer for me. But we'll get into that with you and more. We want your phone calls on that one. 424-2600, 715-424-2600. Join Terry and I after Melissa's news on The Morning Show.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Those struggling with substance use disorder and pregnant or have recently given birth will now have more help in central and northern Wisconsin. The Family Health Center of Marshfield received funding from the Rural Communities Opioid Response Program Neonatal Abstinence Syndrome Funding Opportunity. The grant is a 3-year award for $500,000 each year. The program will work with substance use disorder individuals to provide education, access to contraceptives, and care for opioid-exposed infants. They will also address immediate needs such as transportation, safe and sober housing, and peer support. The Let's Keep Talking Parent and Caregiver series on drug trends and overdose prevention is next week in Marshfield. The presentation, given by the Wood County Health Department and Marshfield Police, will discuss current drug trends in our area and what community resources are available.
As a bystander, what might you see in somebody else who's using or needs help?
That's Joanne Greenlee, the mental health navigator for the School District of Marshfield.
Somebody's interested in the Narcan training, they can also come to this presentation.
The presentation is Tuesday, September 19th at 6 p.m. at the Marshfield Public Library. Archery and crossbow deer seasons open tomorrow in Wisconsin. The DNR reminds hunters to keep in mind the four rules of firearm safety, easily remembered as Tab K. Treat every bow or crossbow as if it were loaded. Always point the bow in a safe direction. Be certain of your target, what's before and beyond it. Keep your finger outside the trigger guard until ready to shoot. You should always follow tree stand safety guidelines and know the rules, regulations, and season dates in the area you will be hunting. Safety is simply part of the fun. The survey is open to name the new Wisconsin Rapids Dog Park. The top three options are available to vote on at wirapids.org. You have until Tuesday at 8 a.m. to cast your vote. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Just where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
Two pairs.
Check.
Last but not least, full-face helmets.
Check.
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin.
Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
What if your next breath is your last breath? Jesus said that no one is good except God alone. Paul wrote that no one is righteous, not even one. Isaiah says we all, like sheep, have gone astray. At First Baptist Church of Wisconsin Rapids, we believe there is hope of life after death in Christ alone. Historic faith, prayer, fellowship, virtue, the preaching of the word. Visit firstbaptistwr.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs around 73, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers tonight, lows level off around 53, overcast skies. Slight chance for scattered showers again tomorrow, highs level off around 74, a blend of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. I'm going to get into a couple of fun topics before we wrap up for the day. Got a good one right here. This could make you really, really happy for your dog, or it can make you a little sad about yourself. Little column A, little column B on this one. Someone asked 2,000 dog owners, and 60% said their dog does, as far as who has a better social life. Who has a better social life, you or your dog? That is the great debate, the great question we are getting into. And again, out of 2,000 dog owners, 60% said the dog has a better social life. A third also said their dog is better at making new friends than they are. Your dog may not love all of its friends, though. Most people said their dog has at least one frenemy that's also a rival. It's kind of hard to tell with dogs.
It's like teenage girls.
Yeah. Basically. 62% say that their dog has frenemies. 52% think that their dog has best friends. And 49% say that their dog has a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
Ow.
The most common places dogs make new friends, of course, are out on walks, a doggy daycare, or dog parks. The fact that they're really social does also help us make friends, though. The average person said their dog has added 3 new people to their friend group. That's interesting. I thought that
is that like on Instagram or
maybe you met him at the dog park or something.
We don't really. Our dog doesn't get to the dog park or anything because we have land. You know, we live in the country, so we have land, so he has space to run around. We do take him on walks, and we'll see other dogs on the road. He is overly friendly. Like if he sees you walking by with your dog, he will he'll bark his head off. But he's not an intimidating barker. He is a barker of love. You know what I mean? Yes, like he's just come play with me. Mm-hmm. But it is kind of funny because he's a golden retriever, so he's a little bit bigger, you know, in stature. And our neighbors have a little dog, and it's very funny because if they happen to be walking, like if we're walking together and we have the little one, has to be in the front. Like he is a territory, you know, like
yeah.
I don't know.
My fur brother Sam definitely has more of a social life than I do. Whether it's at the when he gets his hair cut and everything, and he loves going there and stays there for a little while afterwards. Or
I always call it the spa, the doggy spa.
I think they like that. There's also the friends the dogs have that they don't the other thing doesn't know it's their friend, like the squirrels in the yard or that thing that they at night like it's Sam does this all the time where he'll be barking at this thing and I think what is he barking at and it's just this like a bird feeder or something like that. He see
sometimes
in the dark
I wonder,
he can't see that well.
In the dark though if they see deer. That we don't see.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, there was a time, this was during the pandemic, and I remember us reporting on this a little bit. We had a bear in town, and they came even, I think, down to A Street or something like that. I don't know if it was the same bear, but that like a couple nights later, Sam's, sure enough, like at midnight, one in the morning, barking his tail off out the window. And I'm like, what is he barking? I don't see anything out there. And it was raining. And there was a little bit of thunder. Right in that clap of thunder, I saw the biggest animal I've ever seen in my life, in person at least.
Like, and then all of a sudden the bark changes. You both are like,
we both started barking. Yeah, we both started. And we were very thankful to be in the house. We were very, very,
behind the window.
That was a friend that Sam didn't need to make. There you go. I love the part about thinking your dog is better at making friends than you are. I love that. I don't know.
They don't really think about it, right? No, like they throw all the inhibitions to the wind and go sniff a butt.
We say, which you know, you're going to want to know somebody before you try that approach.
Yeah, but you've seen it. You go to the dog park, you see it. They're all just sniffing each other out.
You know, they say dance like nobody's watching. Should we be doing the same thing when making friends? Like approach it like dogs do? Just you know, act like, hey, a caution to the wind. Who cares? You know, put all your stuff to the side. Speaking of dogs, I do take this as an opportunity to mention our Wisconsin Rapids Dog Park is looking for a name. And you can help with that. Now, between September 19th and now, you have until 8 a.m. on September 19th to get your name in there. They have a couple of names that you can choose from. Rapids Park and Bark Dog Park, Rapids Barks and Rec Dog Park, and Rapids Room to Zoom Dog Park. Those are our options.
Those are cute.
I like Barks and Rec Dog Park. I like that one. I've already put my vote in. Encourage you to do so. Just go to wirapids.org. You'll find that it's right away.
Very creative.
They have a banner up. I like it. Yeah, they're all very good ones. So we can't go wrong. All three of those are great options.
Cool.
I'm looking forward to seeing where this goes. From August 1st through September 1st, the public submitted over 296 names for this. That's pretty cool.
I can imagine there were some pretty strange ones.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. and speaking of strange names, we'll take those as long as they're family friendly with our chicken naming contest that we're doing in WIRI. Go to wiscountry.com/chicken. Get in on this. It'll only take you a couple minutes. You got some great prizes you can win from Chula Vista and Bragging Rights.
Like, do you think Guido is a good name for a chicken?
It's not bad. It's not bad. It's all right. That's not bad. I'd submit that one. You got three options. You can go ahead and submit that one along with a couple of others. Again, go to wiscountry.com/chicken and get in on this naming. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Update your home with great flooring from Menards. With hundreds of flooring options and top brands like Tarkett, you'll find the perfect flooring to give your home a fresh, new look. Laminate flooring is durable and scratch-resistant. Sheet vinyl and vinyl plank are waterproof and easy to install. Get 11% off everything, including Tarkett flooring, now at Menards. Good through September 17th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin is back home to face Georgia Southern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs around 73, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers tonight, lows level off around 53, overcast skies. Slight chance for scattered showers again tomorrow, highs level off around 74, a blend of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
Hello, you fool, I love you. Come on, join
the tour. Buddy.
Some rock set there. Man, they had a stretch where they had like four or five hits.
And then they disappeared.
Yeah, just kind of went away.
You know.
That was a lot of our bands growing up. Like, we had a lot of that.
For sure.
Not as bad as the 80s, where, like, before their song was even out of the pop charts, they were already, like, broken up.
Well, and isn't that where One Hit Wonder came, was in the 80s?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Absolutely.
Don't pick on Tony Basil either.
No, I'm not going to pick on Tony Basil this time, no. I did want to pick on Jorts, though, because we got to get to that. Jorts are back, everybody. Huge news in dad fashion. Jorts are officially cool again, maybe. Gen Z is obsessed with them, and we're not just talking cutoffs. They even like the long baggy jean shorts your dad bought on sale at Walmart. Maybe your dog bought them, I don't know. Do we have to explain what jorts are?
Probably.
So they're jean shorts, right? I should be correct about this. They are made jean shorts. They are former jeans that the dad
cut off the
bottoms of, and now they're shorts.
But it is kind of weird because we didn't call them jorts. We called them cutoffs.
Yeah, call them cutoffs. Yeah, yeah. And is it the same thing? I asked this before when it came to the hole in the jeans thing. Can you make the hole yourself? Does that count, or do you have to buy them with the holes in them?
I think you can make your own, but you have to wash them a few times so that you get those little fibers that go across. Otherwise, it looks like you just cut it. But I think the other thing about the jorts is that when I'm thinking about it, I'm not thinking shorts, like short, mm-hmm. like that would maybe be where we think about cutoffs, like Daisy Dukes, right?
Right.
But these are a little bit longer, mid thigh or above the knee kind of look. It's not a great look.
No, but this is what's been happening with the Gen Z is that they're all into the 90s style. Now 90s style longer, is just back. People are really embracing that. TikTok is full of videos on how to incorporate them into outfits. Even cargo pant jorts are acceptable now.
I can't wait to see my kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, come with a pair and think they're all cool, like they just came up with this.
I want this to keep going, but I want young people dressing like they're in their 80s. I want to see that. I want to see
polyester pants and stuff.
Yes, and the dress shirt. And I want to see that come into style. I just completely go all that way.
That just made me think of that song, Poppin' Tags.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yes.
Wear your grandpa's clothes. I'm gonna
One of the other things that's interesting about this, too, is that there's been a rise of, certainly, and we've touched on this, you mentioned that, going to thrift stores. Mm-hmm. That song you're referencing there, Thrift Shop, that's actually become kind of a big thing. Not kind of, it is. It's been a very big thing with the Gen Z as far as, like, they're... This is one of the things that I think about with the young generation, and we're so quick to kind of take shots at and everything. This Gen Z and a lot of that, and even the younger generation under that, are really aware of the world that they're growing up in. And we got a lot of clothes and a lot of landfills filled with a lot of those clothes. And instead of maybe just spending $30, $40 on a brand new shirt or pants or whatever, going to the thrift store and repurposing these things. And then they kind of make them their own. They put their own patches on them or things. I love that. It maybe is the coolest fashion trend I've ever heard of is doing this. I don't know if jorts are included in it.
Well, I don't know if you can exclude them.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think you can. Now, here's my other question, though. If you are not, they say that this fashion has been brought back for them. If you are of my age in the 40s and everything, and you try doing this, is it gonna go over as well? I don't think so.
Well, I think if you get new ones, but if you have yours from the first time they were around, then probably no.
Yeah, yeah. A friend of mine, her daughter, her daughter's 15 or something like that, asked if she had any bell bottoms still. And she actually had some. And so her daughter's been rocking those. And her friends keep asking her where she got them.
Yeah,
where
they can get a pair.
It's funny. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. So I don't know. I mean, whatever your fashion is, whatever you like, just hang on to it.
I mean, it is true. It is cyclical. And there's only some, like, it will eventually come back. But. I don't know. For me, it's a lot of energy to hang out of all that too, though.
Oh, and I can't imagine. It's a lot of energy to keep up with this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even, I don't know how.
But I do find this kind of a funny trend. I don't want to see it on dads.
No,
I'd rather
not.
Just see it on kids.
I wonder, too, when's the last time we had a new fashion thing? Like, we keep going back and reusing stuff and hey, this is cool again. What was old is
but
new.
But I wonder
and
all if
that.
That's just how it always was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
I'm very, like, yeah, yeah. Where, that when the powdered wig was a big thing, was that a big thing before and they just brought it back?
Yeah, like, where has that been?
Yeah, yeah. I'm good without that one. That's one of those ones. I don't think we need that one back. I do want to get
into. I think we should try it.
We could try. I mean, what's the harm in trying? Is it that different than wearing a baseball cap? I don't know.
Yeah, a little hot. Very maybe a little hot.
Oh, I couldn't handle it. I did try to wear a wig once. I didn't even get through the rehearsals. Couldn't do it. Like, it was just way too hot, and I didn't feel like I could be the character in all this. Like, I couldn't do that with a powdered wig. No way I could do that. Although I would like to see how it looked for a second. I wouldn't mind seeing how it looks for a second. Take a break. We'll come back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. By the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with a chance for scattered showers. Highs around 73. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers tonight. Lows dip down to about 53. Overcast. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 74. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR.
Don't you think?
We saved the best for last.
Wow, really?
Fell right into my lap. Just fell right into that. Vanessa Williams playing us in right here. Terry and James with you. We're going to get into some That Ain't Right stuff. Some good stories of the day. Got a lot of local things we want to touch on as well. This is kind of going to lead into our That Ain't Right section. Would you let AI choose your clothes?
Oh, no.
Smart casual doesn't usually involve any actual brains, and now it can be handled by artificial intelligence. The zillionth poll on AI asked people which tasks in their lives they would welcome AI's help with, and 30% of people would let artificial intelligence choose their clothing.
So, can you define that? Choose, like, when you wake up in the morning, what you would wear? Like, you have to catalog all your stuff, or choose what you buy?
It looks like the first part you said there. Yeah. Even more people would be cool with AI auto-ordering things when they run low, like household items and groceries.
You can already do that.
Yeah. Less people would want AI taking their order at a restaurant, or emailing or texting people back, and handling their finances and taxes. Only 50% want AI to drive them around. Less than that want AI to be in charge of monitoring their home or children. And only 8% of people want AI to choose what they watch on TV.
There's so much wrong about this.
All of it. It's all of it. It's just
and, okay, yeah. Let's just be real. Mm. If you can't get up in the morning, get out of the shower, and put something on. I mean, you see plenty of people walking around that don't look like they cared what they put on.
Yes.
So, yes. I mean, really? I mean, you can't just pick your own clothes.
Yeah, I mean,
the struggle is real.
It is, and it's almost like with some of this stuff, we've got this. It reminds me of a young kid with a new toy, And I've got this new toy. And all I want to do is show it to everybody, and I want to use it in all these different ways. But the toy only really has one use. But I'm bringing it to school, and when mom takes me to the grocery store, I'm bringing it. And even though I can't play with it there, I want to bring it with me everywhere because I got this new toy, and I want to show everybody, and I want to have it around me all the time. I feel like that's what we're doing with AI. Well, it's got its uses,
yeah.
But we're sitting here trying to find – we're trying to stick the square peg in the round hole. We're trying too hard, I think, to use this in things it's not really meant for.
Well, and if you don't use and stimulate your own brain,
yeah,
I mean, like for me, that's a big part of it. Like, absolutely. If you're gonna stop just thinking for yourself and making decisions, what does that look like for not even like into the future of society, but just like your own future? Like, yeah. I don't know. I just think it's weird.
I think of Albert Einstein right away, who famously didn't want to take brain power into thinking about what he wore every day. So he had an outfit, the same outfit every day he wore. I mean, that's one extreme you can go to. But I mean, if that's to me, I would rather do that than do this, than let AI decide what I'm going to wear. For one, I'm also like, life shouldn't be ultra difficult, but it's also, I'm sorry if I'm wrong on this, but I'm going to stand on it. It's also not meant to necessarily be super easy either.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, if the most challenging part of your day is figuring out what to wear, man, I'd love that life.
Well,
seems like a pretty good life.
But if you never use your brain, I mean, it's a muscle. It needs practice like everything else. But wouldn't it be funny? Like AI tells you that what to wear, but then you're like, oh, but it's dirty. It's on the dirty clothes. Mm-hmm. So do I pull it back out and wear it? Like, yeah, to me, this seems so stupid.
Very, very. I will say, though, with all this being said, I'm pretty sure that everybody in my life would like AI to choose what I wear. I'm pretty sure everybody would be a lot happier with my wardrobe if AI was choosing.
Okay, so yeah, there is a different perspective then, isn't there?
There's that little, that just that, like a
little
1%.
Little nugget, yeah.
1% possibly on that one.
You can make it part of your dating profile.
Yeah, right, yeah. Speaking of things I know nothing about.
Does not choose own clothes.
Yeah, yeah. That could be a selling point, actually. As far as dating goes, I know nothing about that. I know nothing about perfume.
Oh,
I know
gosh.
Very little about perfume, Terry. So our feature that ain't right story, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just a what the what, or it's just a decent story. I don't know. We'll let you and the audience decide. There's a British company called Yell that's an online directory similar to the phone book. And they're in the process of developing a perfume that smells like Yellow Pages.
What?
I don't know. I don't know what
First
we're doing
all,
anymore.
We've young, run out. Young of, people we, don't even know what Yellow Pages are.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a good point.
So who's wearing this? Are you like 90?
Yeah. They say that it's a timeless and familiar scent. And it's
paper?
Been created to transport the mind and the senses back to the past.
Paper?
Nonsense is basically what they just told you there. Nonsense. More specifically, they say the fragrance has notes of bergamot and lemon, followed by a rich and woody scent of cedar and musk with a sweet vanilla.
Oh,
what the what,
dear
man?
Lord.
What are we doing? What are they? This seems like a joke, but they are actually making them available. The perfume will be called Eau de Yellow Pages. Ude Yellow Pages.
So I'm wondering, now I'm thinking of packaging, right? So, yes. Like, does the bottle look like a little book? Kind of. You know?
Yeah.
And, like, I mean.
Ooh, I want to see if they have
a picture. If they're going to come up with something stupid, they better try to sell it.
Oh, they have a picture of it. It is. Okay, it's not as good.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a letdown. It's just a regular bottle.
It's a plain old clear glass bottle.
Oh, man, you should have made it look. The bottle should look like Yellow Pages.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What the heck?
Oh, you missed the mark on this one, you guys.
Kind of looks like urine.
It also. Yes, it does. And I am not putting that on me. I don't care what it smells like. I ain't putting anything
okay,
that looks that
listen,
color on me.
After AI tells you to put on your Zubas and your T-shirt and then says spray on the Yellow Pages, are you doing it or not?
You know what? At this point, why not? Why not
give
it a shot?
You know
what's the harm? What could go wrong? And flash forward too. Yeah, that ain't right. That ain't right. There's got to be better.
And now in news, James is still single.
Yes. We get into our good stories of the day because, boy, do we need a palate cleanser after that. I did want to get to, of course, United Way. We've got a lot of great things going on with our friends at the United Way, Terry, and wanted to touch on a little bit of that.
Yeah, absolutely. We are currently seeking reading mentors. So mm-hmm. We have three elementary schools that we are working with where we are looking for members of the community who are willing to come into a classroom once a week from mid-October through the end of April. So that's the commitment, 1 hour a week. for the school year. Mm-hmm. And it's for kindergarten through third grade classrooms. And the idea is that you would be that trusted adult that a child can read with. So they might be reading to you. That might be what their practice is. Or it might be where you're reading to them, helping sound out words. No special training other mm-hmm. than being willing to listen. Mm-hmm. And of course, an appreciation for our young students, right? So you don't have to be a teacher. We're looking for people who are willing to let kids practice, mm-hmm. right? And be really, really a strong support system for them. So we are recruiting mentors for Humke Elementary in Nakusa, for Washington Elementary in Wisconsin Rapids, and then Grant Elementary, which is out in Kellner. So we have some great opportunities. You can find those on our website, and that's where you sign up. But it's really important to get signed up soon, because then is the background check process, and then we can mm-hmm. get you into the classroom. So just really looking forward to building that up. Of course, we have our annual Day of Caring, which is coming up on September 21st. September. Whoa, dude. October 21st. Yes. And that is a Saturday, and it is our annual day of raking. So two things. One, if you have a need to have your yard raked, you can sign up and you can do that Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, by simply dialing 211. Our resource specialist will ask you a few questions, location, how many trees you have in your yard, that kind of thing. And we are looking to do 100 yards this year. Ooh. So that's awesome. And then to be able to do that, we need about 450 volunteers. So gather a group mm-hmm. or don't. It's mm-hmm. okay. You mm-hmm. can sign up as an individual. But certainly we have everything. We have workplace groups. We have civic groups, maybe youth groups, families, individuals. Anybody can sign up to be part of Day of Caring. And again, that happens on Saturday. We offer you a hot breakfast from 8 to 9 in the morning. Get the raking assignments out and then send you on your way to do some cleanup.
Encourage you to be a part of this great community event. It's such a unifying event in our community, Day of Caring, and much more at uwswac.org. Be sure to sign up for that. A couple of quick notes. First off, be sure to stick around after our show, As Goes Wisconsin, with Kristen Bryce coming up. Wonderful show. And Kristen invited me on this today. I'll be joining her at about 10:30. We'll be hanging out for a little bit. Going to have a lot of fun
there.
What
are you going to talk about?
Oh, we got some good stuff. We do our the good of the week, the bad of the week, the weird of the week. She gives me a little quiz.
Wait a minute. Do you get all of that, or you just fall in the weird of the week?
I fall into the weird. Kristen and her team can decide about the other parts, but I'm definitely the weird of the week. I really appreciate that. And regardless, stick around for Kristen's show Monday through Friday.
Yeah,
she does
absolutely.
An amazing job with that show. It's just a fun one. And it has a very local Central Wisconsin tie and feel to it as well. Check out As Goes Wisconsin right after us. I had to also put this out there. Tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the Jewish New Year. So a happy New Year to everybody out there. And even if you are not Jewish, you can go around and act like it's New Year's.
Happy New Year.
There you go. You can go ahead and celebrate.
So do you stay up till midnight tonight then? I'm being serious.
The holiday actually starts at night. So every Jewish holiday begins at sundown. So
at sundown. Okay, I didn't know if it was at the turn of the day. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like at midnight or so at sundown. So tonight at sundown or tomorrow?
Tonight at sundown begins. And this is where we kind of go over the year and process it.
So reflection time kind of?
It's a very big reflection time. And it leads right up to Yom Kippur, where the time that I've mentioned before on the air, my mother and I, we go to the river and we say the whole year, good, the bad, the gray, we're thankful for all of it. And it's a clean slate. We start over. It's kind of what the Jewish New Year is like. So, typical Jews, we don't have anything fun. We just, it's all serious and talking. No, I'm joking.
Well, happy
I'm
New
joking.
Year.
No, it is actually a lot of fun. It's a very fun holiday. And appreciate everybody listening to that. I also wanted to mention, of course, we've got great stuff on our radio all weekend long. It kicks off with, of course, tonight on WIRI at 6:40, Lincoln High School hosting Hortonville.
Yeah, I'm
Michael
looking forward to
calling that.
That
one. Seth and Katie going to be running the board. It's going to sound good. And tomorrow at 9 a.m., Wisconsin Badger football kicks off our pregame kicks off with Wisconsin hosting Georgia Southern.
Awesome.
That 9 a.m. start, of course, means there will be no over the back fence tomorrow. So be sure to join Seth next week for more over the back fence.
So you got
to
hang on to your junk for another week.
Yep, one more week. 7 a.m. things get rocking around here with our Sunshine Polka Show. Join Tim Hubble for that. It's going to be a great show. And then on Sunday, we, of course, have Tim's show again at 1. We have Seth Faces of Music from 6 to 8. Be sure to join us for that. Seth always has a great theme and a great thing lined up for you. And this week on Director's Cut, Seth and I are welcoming in Gretchen Powers.
Oh,
Oh, very nice.
The new head of WRCT. Gretchen and I and Seth are going to talk about Gretchen's story for part of it, because I think it's just really interesting where she started with Hopo Productions and where she is now running the theater, in part with the board. And we're going to also, with the rest of the show, preview the upcoming season at WRCT. Cool. We've got a great bunch of shows lined up for that main stage. Looking forward to diving into that with her. It's going to be a lot of fun. We will have Senator Tessin on Morning Magazine today a little bit later. Looking forward to that. I'm actually going to be talking with Senator Tessin in just a couple of minutes here as we pre-record that, of course.
Good deal.
Looking forward to that this afternoon. And, of course, we've got the chicken naming contest going on. Get over to wiscountry.com/chicken. Get in on this naming contest, everybody. We encourage you to have some fun with that.
Name that chicken. And the chicken probably wouldn't be very appreciative of being called fried. So
probably not, but that is a great idea. I love that. Oh, that ain't bad. That's a good one right there. There is a lot of good stories out there, and one of the things we don't get a chance to do very often is ask you for those stories. We know we got a bunch of Cub reporters out there. We know we got a lot of people out there that are in the know or in the now, and we want to hear from you. Go ahead and reach out to our staff anytime with different stories or different good things going on in our community. I want to have even more good stories of the day. Local good stories of the day incorporated in our shows. We got enough. You can go in, you can throw a rock and find negative news. You can find divisive news out there. When we're on the air, we are going to be bringing people together. And part of that is with good stories. And we can get them from you, and we appreciate you doing that. Big thank you to Mike Clemens for joining us today. That was a lot of fun. Of course, our friend Paul Trombley in the Weather Eye Weather Center joins us Monday through Friday. Thanks to Paul as well.
Playing the triangle.
Yes, yes. And Terry, thank you for hanging out with us.
You bet.
A lot of fun. You have a good weekend.
You too.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Be good to each other, and we'll talk to you soon and later right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news talk.